Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am on alert with the evening news. First, the headlines. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigns. CJP withdraws agitation after government agrees to its demands. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav flags off Kargil Vijay Diwas bike rally in tribute to Captain Kangaroo Say. And July 20 landslide along Tizer Bridge, Yazami Road damages Zinaboto's only water supply main line. Now the news in detail. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has resigned and tendered his resignation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said he was pained by the prevailing situation following the students' protests over the past 10 days, adding that it was not a matter of prestige for him. He said that considering the situation at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi and across the country, and with the aim of preventing anti-national forces from exploiting it, as well as ensuring that not a single student's future gets entangled in legal complexities, he decided to tender his resignation to the Prime Minister. Mr. Pradhan also expressed his gratitude to the Prime Minister for his guidance, trust and constant support. He said that service to the nation is the highest priority of his life and that he will remain forever dedicated to it. Mr. Pradhan said that following the irregularities in the NEET UG examination 2026, the government handed over the investigation to the CBI and cancelled the examination. The government also announced a fresh date for the re-examination. He added that the government has decided to conduct the examination in computer-based test mode from next year. Meanwhile, the Cockroach Janata Party, CJP, has withdrawn its agitation after the government agreed to its demands following third round of discussions in Delhi. To commemorate the 27th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Diwas, the Inspector General, Assam Rifles North, organized a commemorative bike rally to pay tribute to the indomitable courage, supreme sacrifice and unwavering commitment of the brave soldiers of the 1999 Kargil War. The rally was dedicated to Captain Nikejako Kengurusse MVC, posthumous Nagaland's gallant son, whose valor continues to inspire generations. Governor of Nagaland Nandkishore Yadav flagged off the rally from the Assam Rifles Garrison helipad in Kohima. On the occasion, the governor felicitated the parents of Captain Kengurusse in recognition of their son's extraordinary sacrifice and service to the nation in the presence of the Inspector General, Assam Rifles North, Major General Harinder Singh Mavi. The rally witnessed the participation of ex-servicemen, members of the Kohima Mods Motorcycle Club, Royal Sons Nagaland and members of civil society. The rally culminated at the Captain N. Kengurusse MVC posthumous memorial at Nerima in Kohima District, where the participants were flagged in by the parents of Captain Kengurusse. A solemn reed-laying ceremony was held at the memorial where serving personnel, veterans, local dignitaries and participants paid homage to Nagaland's gallant son. In Ladakh, two-day commemorative events marking the 27th Kargil Vijay Diwas began today at Dras. Kargil Vijay Diwas is celebrated on 26th of July every year to mark the nation's victory over Pakistan in Operation Vijay during the 1999 Kargil War. The Youth Sansmaran program was held at Lamochen Viewpoint. The celebrations will continue today with Vijay Bhoj and the Shaurya Sandhya ceremony at the Kargil War Memorial. More from our correspondent.
The Kargil War Memorial at Dras is wearing a festive yet solemn look as preparations for the 27th Kargil Vijay Diwas celebration have been completed. The two-day commemorative event begins today, while tomorrow, Honorable Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will lead the nation in paying homage to the martyrs of Operation Vijay. The celebration stands as a tribute to the unmatched valor, courage and supreme sacrifice of the Indian Armed Force during the 1999 Kargil War. For Akashvani News, Zanad Ali from Kargil.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The July 20 landslide along the Tizer Bridge, Yazami Road, damaged Zinaboto's only 150mm water supply mainline, cutting off the town's sole water source. PHED, Zinheboto SDO, Engineer Beto T. Jimo said restoration may take over a month as both the pipeline and road have been severely damaged, making the site inaccessible. The department requires 40 to 50 sections of specialized high-pressure pipe, which are difficult to procure, and only 10 damaged sections have been recovered so far. He said the original pipeline route is no longer usable due to unstable terrain, requiring a new alignment. Repair work can begin only after road access is restored and replacement pipes arrive. PHED appealed for public patience, noting that about 1,300 metered consumers are affected. The flood situation in Assam remains critical, with over 1,15,000 people taking shelter in relief camps. Sivasagar, Charaideo and Jorhat are the worst affected districts. 14 more flood-related deaths have been reported, taking the state's flood death toll to 61. The Diku, Disang and Dhansiri rivers continue to flow above the danger mark, worsening the situation. Relief and rescue operations are underway, with disaster response teams and district authorities providing assistance and closely monitoring the affected areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and reviewed the flood situation in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Sarma said the Prime Minister sought an update on the extent of the devastation, the progress of relief operations and the challenges being faced on the ground. He said that Prime Minister Modi assured him of every possible assistance from the central government to support the ongoing relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today stressed that every day, every hour, every minute and every second spent in the House should be used to strengthen democracy, addressing the inaugural ceremony of the two-day orientation cum training program for the newly elected and nominated members of the Rajya Sabha in New Delhi. Mr. Radhakrishnan said that debates and discussions must always lead to a decision.
I always say in the House, debates, discussions and even disruptions, it must be always lead to a final decision. Without decision, no country can move forward. Without decision, no government can function. So decision is required. If we delay also, the right decision also becomes sometimes wrong decision, or that becomes no decision. This is where we need to have knowledge of the rules and procedures of the House towards contributing effectively through debates.
The Vice President emphasized that healthy debate strengthens democracy while constructive cooperation advances the nation. The District Magistrate Kohima has informed that a section of National Highway 2 Kohima-Botsa section at Chechama will remain temporarily closed from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow to facilitate scheduled road restoration works. According to an order issued by District Magistrate B. Hanogbacham, the temporary restriction has been imposed in the interest of public safety and to ensure the smooth execution of the restoration work. During the closure period, the movement of heavy vehicles will remain suspended. However, alternative routes have been notified for light motor vehicles. Vehicles travelling from Kohima towards Semina and Woka will be diverted at Chechama, proceed via Botsa and rejoin NH2 at Botsa. Similarly, vehicles travelling from Woka and Semina towards Kohima will be diverted at Botsa, proceed via Tichuma, Jadima and rejoin NH2. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigns. CJP withdraws agitation after government agrees to its demands. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav flags off Kargil Vijay Diwas bike rally in tribute to Captain Kengurusei. And July 20 landslide along Tizer Bridge, Yazami Road damages Zinheboto's only water supply mainline. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.